Kentucky, daughter of the East, mother of the West, a link that lies and tying the North and South. The friendliness of this hospitality state is well expressed by the transcribed songs of a proud father and his manly little boy. If you have the time to spare, we invite you to join them for the next few minutes as we listen to their lovely songs of the soil.
Why, you never find it, the moon doesn't shine. Oh, Kentucky, I love you today.
Presenting Asher and Little Jimmy.
Hello, everyone. We're mighty happy to be here. And right here he is, little Jimmy boy.
Hello, everybody. Hope everybody's feeling fine.
I hope everybody's feeling fine. We certainly do. And I hope they're all tuned up, ready to listen to more of these good old tunes. How are you, Jim?
Okay, Dad.
Feeling okay. Well, I'll tell you. Dad's going to sing one of these good old mountain songs to start with while you get tuned up for one of those good little numbers of yours,
doesn't
it? Okay, and here we go. And it's when the mountain laurels bloom. When it's springtime down in old Kentucky, and the birds sing sweetly all the day, then I long for my sweetheart of the mountain. Oh, why did I ever go away? Where the silvery moon is always shining, I know I'll be returning soon. For she promised we would wed in the springtime. She'll be mine when the mountain laurels bloom. Now it seems I can see her blue eyes shining, and she's smiling me that old Kentucky moon. In the springtime my heart for her is pining. That's the time when the mountain laurels bloom. Oh, I thought I'd leave and soon forget her, so I got aboard a westbound train, and I traveled far out over the prairie. Still my love for her remained the same. I could not forget her sweet caressing and happy days we spent in June. So I go back to my queen on the mountain. She'll be mine when the mountain laurels bloom. Now it seems I can see her blue eyes shining, and she's smiling neath the old Kentucky moon. In the springtime my heart for her is pining. That's the time when the mountain laurels bloom. Well, Jim, doesn't that old song take you right back to the hills of old Kentucky?
Yes,
sir. Yes, it really does. But you know, little Jim can't stay over there very long. He's got to come right back to Indiana. Is that right, Jim?
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be the little red barn on the farm down in Indiana.
And a little red barn on the farm down.
Thank you, Jimmy boy. Yes, indeed. It's hard to beat old Indiana, isn't it, Jim, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, boy, down around that little old red barn. And all those barnyard folks and the... Well, it's just mighty fine, I'll say that. Well, now, friends, here's one of the good old-fashioned ballads. And this time, we dig away back deep in the files and find a little rosewood casket. In a little rosewood casket that is resting on a stand is a package of old letters written by a cherished hand. Will you go and get them, sister, and read them over tonight? For a pint I tried but could not, for the tears would blind my sight. Read the patient line so slowly that I'll not miss even one. For the precious hand that wrote them, his life's work for me is done. You have got them now, dear sister. Come sit down beside my bed and press gently to your bosom this poor throbbing aching head. Tell him that I never blamed him. Not an unkind word was told. Tell, oh, tell him, sister, tell him that my heart in coldness grows. Tell him that I never blamed him, though to me he proved untrue. Tell him that I'll never forget him till I bid this world adieu. You have finished now, dear sister. Will you read them o'er again while I listen to you read them? I will lose all sense of pain while I listen to you read them. I will gently fall asleep. And the title of that old number, The Little Rosewood Casket. And friends, I just wonder if you wouldn't like to have a nice big collection of these good old songs we sing for you from day to day. Well, I feel sure you would. And we have one of the nicest collections ever to be published, and at a price everyone can afford. Our big new book contains 50 of our best loved and most popular numbers, complete with music arranged for the piano and the accompanying guitar chords. We've included a variety of songs that should please from the youngest to the oldest. And I'm sure you'll really like this nice new book. And with each order sent in at the regular price of 25 cents, we're including free 4 additional complete songs and a large real photograph of little Jim and Dad, and I hope you'll like it. So right now, while you're thinking of it, won't you drop 25 cents into an envelope? Just address it to Asher and little Jimmy in care of this station. Remember, send only 25 cents and address your letters Asher and little Jimmy in care of this station. And I see little Jim right up here, and he's all ready to sing another one of those good little tunes of his. And it's one of the numbers found in our new book over on page 5, Has Anybody Seen My Kitty? Starts out, Once I Had a Little Kitty.
Once I had a little kitty, a poor little kitty cat. I dressed him up with boots on a great big cowboy hat. I took him out a strolling on a summer day. Long came Farmer Bungle Dog to take my cat away. Has anybody seen my kitty? Has anybody seen my cat? He's got up on the end of his tail, shows that he's been fighting down in Flanagan Valley, up in Flanagan Flat. Has anybody seen my kitty? Has anybody seen my cat?
Thanks, Jim. Thanks a lot. Yes, indeed. Well, I'll bet somebody will find that little kitty cat for you. What do you think,
I
huh?
I hope so.
We hope so. Yes, sir, we do. And now, Jim, just about time for one of those good old-fashioned hymns, and here's an awful pretty number. I heard my mother call my name in prayer, and I wonder if you'd join right in with Dad when we get the doors, huh?
Okay, Dad.
Okay.
While kneeling by her bedside on the cottage by the hill, my mother prayed her blessings on me there. She was talking then to Jesus while everything was still, and I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. Then I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin, for he heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was anxious for her boy to be just what he ought to be. She asked the Lord to take him in his care. Just the words I can't remember, but I know she prayed for me, for I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. Then I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin, for he heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. Then I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin, for he heard my mother call my name in prayer.
Thank you, Jimmy boy. I heard my mother call my name in prayer. And now, Jim, it's just about time for that little prayer of yours.
No.
Enjoyed this transcribed meeting of Asher and little Jimmy, the father and son. And I wonder if there are not many of you listening in tonight who'd like to have their big new collection of songs. In this book of lovely songs of the soil, you'll find all the songs are completely arranged with music for the piano and guitar. This great array of songs sells for only 25 cents. I'm sure you'll enjoy every page of it. And too, it'll act as a memento of this well-known and dearly loved team of radio entertainers. With each order for their book, Asher and Little Jimmy are also including, free of charge, a large real photograph of themselves and four extra complete songs. This picture is a dandy and one that you'll want to frame and keep. So right now, while you're thinking of it, send 25 cents to Asher and Little Jimmy in care of this station. Your announcer, James Alderman, speaking for Asher and Little Jimmy, bid you goodbye for today.